The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Lamed Gimel. Today's daf is being started in the Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther, v'Hashem t'nechenu b'yan eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Bet, Amud Bet. And we start from the two dots right in the middle of the daf. Ahu Arava. Arva is a guarantor, guy guaranteed a loan. De amar le lelove. So he tells the love, tells the borrower, have li me'azuze de parati de malve el lavach. Pay me the 100 that you owe me, because I paid the lender for you. Which means the guarantor guaranteed it, and he actually paid it. So now he's going back to the borrower and say, okay, give me the 100 that I laid out. Veha shtara. And not only that, here's the shtar that claims that I paid the 100 for you. So I want the 100. Amale lav piratich. He said, what are you talking? I paid you back. Amar lav hadart shakletinu minai. Yeah, I know you paid me back. But then, you borrowed it again. Meaning, I paid the 100 for you. You paid me back the 100. But you asked me to lend it again. So I lent you the 100. So you still owe me. Shalha Rav Idi bar Avi nekamed Abaye. So they sent the question to Abaye. Ki hai gavna mai. What do you do in this case? Shadach le Abaye. Mai tiv'ede. What's the question? Why does Rav Idi bar Avin have even a question over here? Why? Ha iu de amar hilcheta kivate de Rabba be'ara'a v'hilcheta kivate de Rav Yosef bezuzeh. If you remember, we learned on yesterday's daf that Rav Idi bar Avin gave a psak. Like Rava, when it comes to land, what was Rava's sevara? Rava gave a sevara that when a person has a migu, malo le shaker, so he's believed with a migu. So we said that in that case over there, it was talking about where a guy had a piece of land, right? And he said that I was living on the land. It's my land. Just get the exact wordage. Man ba'id b'hai ar'ai, what are you doing on my land? And he said, what do you mean? I bought it from you. And he showed him a shtar. And we said the shtar was mezuyaf. It was a fake shtar. And he leaned over to Rabbi. He said, by the way, the shtar is forged. And what did Rabbi say? But he said, it's forged, but I had a real one. But I lost the real one. So this is not the real one. So Rava came along and said, he has a migu. Because if he wanted to, he just could have said, I bought it and here's the shtar. And nobody would have known the difference. So the fact that he had a good ta'ana, and he was honest, and he came along and said, the shtar is mizuyaf, so he's believed. So Rav Idi ben Avim was posek like Rava when it comes to real estate. Why? Because he had, and what did Abaye say? What of Yosef, I'm sorry. He said, no, we don't say a migu when the claim that he's claiming now is a forge. You don't say amigo on a forge. Amigo you only say when the claim is at least a good claim. But if the claim that you're claiming now is a forged star, so since we cannot use the forged star, so therefore you don't say amigo. That was the machlok. Rav Idi bar Avin, if you remember, had a safek, who do we posek like? We posek like Rava, we posek like Rav Yosef. So you know what he said? Safek, always keep the goods by the mahzik. I will say, Musim ha'avru ala v'ra'aya. So by karka, by real estate, who's the mahzik in this case? The guy that's holding the land. You're coming to me now and saying it's my land. Keep it by the mahzik. By money, what did he say? By money, he also had this effect. Do we go like Rava? Do we go like Rav Yosef? So what did he say? Keep it by the mahzik. What was the case of the money? Case of the money is he says, you owe me 100. Right? And here's the shtar to prove it, that you owe me the 100. Right? Then he tells the rabbi, by the way, the shtar is a fake, but I really had a shtar. So in that case, same thing. Rava said, migu. He's believed. Rabbi Yosef said, no, you don't say migu when he says the shtar is fake. And what does Rav Idi bar Abin posek? In that case, he said, in money cases, let the loveh keep the money. Because the loveh is the mahzik in that case. Which means the malveh is telling the loveh, you owe me money. Right? You owe me. And here's the shtar. The shtar is a fake. In that case, again, we don't know the halachazek, so therefore, since the loveh is holding the money ready, let him hold the money, and motzi mahavero alav araya. So therefore, Rav Idi bar Abin asked the question, hey, what about this case over there with the guarantor? So they told him, Abiyah told him, you're the one that gave us the rules already. In the case of the guarantor, who's holding the money? The loveh, because what is the guarantor saying? I lent you again. So therefore, who's holding the money? The loveh is holding the money. The loveh is holding the money, so therefore, it's on the arev to bring an ayah. Same story. He said, I'm holding the shtar, but the shtar is mizuyaf. I'm sorry, it's not mizuyaf, I'm sorry. But that's what it really is. Because he's basically saying, the shtar that I'm showing you over here is not the shtar of the loan that we're talking about over here. He came along and showed me 100. I paid the loan for you. And this is the shtar. And then he comes along and says, what do you mean? I paid you for that already. Oh, but then I lent you another 100. Now this shtar is not for that new 100. That shtar is for the original guarantee. So therefore, Rav Idi says, who's that halakha like? He says, what are you talking about? You yourself taught us the rule. We don't know who that halakha is like. Do we say migu? Or don't you, or maybe you don't say migu when the shtar is mezuyaf. And if you say, keep it by the muhzak. The muhzak in this case is the loveh. He's holding on to the money. You're trying to take the money out of him. So what's your question even? You answered this already. So he says, why? Dehecha de ukme zuze lukmu. Right? Wherever the money is standing, let it remain. Oh, so let's read the Rashbams now, just to get some more information on this case. But that's really the case. Let's start with one line before they get wide. דפרתי למלווה לבח כגון ערב קבלן הנה מה כגון שאמר המלווה בשעת ההלוואה ממי שירצה אפרע. Okay, he says, regular ערב, he says, pay me the 100 that I paid the מלווה for you. והי שטרה, שטר שהיה לו למלווה עליך, which means the star, how does it work in the case of a ערב? The shtar that the malveh has, when the arev pays it, the malveh gives the shtar to the arev. V'chazir oli, fi sheparati chovo, v'ari ata mishobad li b'shtar zeh, kmo shita mishobad lo. That's how it works. Which is normally the malveh has the shtar. When the arev makes the payment, he transfers the shtar to the arev. Now the shtar takes, the arev takes that shtar and goes to the loveh. Hey, there's the shtar. אמר לווה לערב וכי לא פרעתיך? I paid you already. לאו אדם ושקלטינו מיני וכמי שלא פרעת אדמי ולווה לא הודע לו בכך. Why are you saying, what are you talking about? It's like you didn't pay me because I gave it to you again. And the lover is not agreeing to that. So that's where the argument is. כי אגב נמי, now דלא דמי כל כך לשטר מלווה דלעיל תפסקין כרב יוסף תהתה מודה היה בעל השטר ששטר אחר היה לו ונאבד ולקח את זה להיות בידו לזכות ואותו מזויף הוא ממש ולא נכתב על מלווה זה הלכך הפסיד דקה דקאי מזוזה תיקום. Which means in the last case it's a little different. In the last case the guy clearly said the star that I'm using is מזויף. That's clear. So in that case maybe we'll say, oh, since you're saying the star is מזויף, keep the money by the לווה. But here אבל האחה לא היה לערב שטר אחר מעולם כי אם זה. Which means, here it's a little different. In the first case, the guy is saying, I had another shtar, but I lost it, so I'm using this shtar, mizuyaf. Here, the malveh, or the arev, never had another shtar. Which means, this is the only shtar that he ever had in his possession. It's not like he lost the shtar and he put a, made a new shtar. This was the shtar that he had from the beginning. Even though it was paid up, do you look at it as if nothing happened? Since he paid him back, the novel paid him back, but then the arif gave him back the money, so maybe we consider the shtar still in play. Because that's the original shtar that he was using.
Right.
And it's just like nothing happened. It's a push. He gave him the money. At that point, he should have ripped up the shtar. But instead, he kept it because he lent the money again. Do you say that that's okay? No. Once he's being modeh that he paid, then we have a rule. Shtar shelavabo uporo eno chozev velovebo. Shekeban nimchal shi'budo. Listen, once already you're saying that, he says, I paid you. And he's modeh. Yeah, I know you paid me. Finish. What you say, I know you paid me. This shtar is worthless. Because this shtar already is a shtar that was paid already. And if you can't use the same shtar to do a new transaction. The shtar is like nothing. So that's the safek. You're the one that said go to Hazakaru. Okay, that's a side point. Good. Which means he comes over here. There's no different than the other case. When a guy comes along and says, give me my money that I laid out for you. Here's the shtar. He says, I paid you back. Yeah, but I relent you. So the shtar has no value. So it's like a regular case where a guy's saying, you owe me money, but the shtar over here is really a shtar. Mizuyaf. It's not a shtar. And you posek the bav that you keep it by the mahzik. So, same law.
What about
the amount.
No, let's say
Even if it's the same exact. That's the Hadush. Even if it's the same exact. Kol Shekin it was different amount. The Hadush is even though the Shtar says 100. Yeah, but this Shtar was not for this transaction. This Shtar was for the original transaction of the Arif. What you're saying, that was cleared already. Now you say, oh, but I'll give you again money. Well, so this Shtar has nothing to do with that. So it's like a case of a guy saying, yeah, you owe me money, here's the Shtar, but it's really not the real Shtar. So it's like whatever you posek over there, when a guy says shtar mezuyaf, did he say over there that you keep it by the mahzik? So yeah, keep it by the mahzik. The lofeh holds the money until you can bring an ayah. That's not an ayah, bring a shtar mezuyaf. The only difference here, it's not really mezuyaf. In the first case, it was, here's the shtar, and this is really not the shtar of the transaction, bechlal. I had another one. That case, clearly mezuyaf. Here, this was the only shtar that ever existed. He's just saying, well, since we did it again, so I just kept the same shtar. And Abayah is saying, that's like saying, that's like saying this shtar is worthless, because once already he paid you back, this shtar is now haspa be'alma, and now you want to use it again, so that's like, you're not using the shtar, so you don't have a migu. Like you're saying, you don't have another ta'ana even. You have no time. You're admitting that that he paid you back, and he's just producing a fake start. So, did I ask on the bring it? I asked that you owe the money, and don't tell me you bring the start over here. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's one ruling. This only case works where he comes along and says, this is not if. I'd say, what are you talking about? You borrowed again from me. He's telling the Levay, what do you mean, brother? I know you paid me back, but then you borrowed again from me. But if he comes along and says, nah, I know you paid me back, but I gave you back that money, because you gave me bad money. The money was red. It was already rusty money. It wasn't good money. I didn't accept that money from you. Akati ite the shemudeh the shtara. Then the shemudeh of the shtar is still in play. Because the original loan. He said, yeah, I know you paid me back, but that money that you gave me, I gave you back. Because the money wasn't good money. It was all rusty, whatever it was. So therefore, what it was really saying, this shtar over here is still in play. Then already the deen is that the malveh is the arev is believed with the shtar. The only reason why he didn't believe in the shtar is because he say this transaction was over with and there was a new transaction. Well, this shtar doesn't represent the new transaction. Mashiach, if the shtar still represents the old transaction, how? Where they just said, yeah, I paid you back. Yeah, I know you paid me, but I gave you back that exact money. I didn't accept that money when you gave it to me because I didn't like the color of it. It was all spoiled money. Then already the shtar over really is representing the situation that they're talking about. Therefore, he is believed. Look at the Ashbar. Aval, all on the bottom. Ita in arev ani alzati lecha otam ma'ot atzma mishum davi shifeh nishuf tzuratam, which means the tzura, the image of the coin got rubbed out. Ve'lo ayu yotzin mo'tzaa kemo ha'shaf pat besha avro ve'sumke he'edim nechoshtan yotem midai. The copper became very reddened. Nemsa sha'adayin lo paro, right? Akati ite l'shamodet l'shtara u'chilu ta'in lo peratani dam. It's like you're going to pay me. There's no problem. It's a shtar. Next story. Rabba Bar Sharshom. Okay. Nafak ale kala deka achil ar'adi yatmeh. Rumors went out on him that this rabbi was eating the field of yetumim. He was sitting on the field of orphans and he was eating the field, benefiting from the field of orphans. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to explain later on why was that. Because Rabba Bar Sharshom, he lent money to the father of the Yatumim. The father of the Yatumim gave the rabbi a field as a collateral. You remember we learned in Baba Metzi'ah the famous Mashkanta of Surah. What was Mashkanta de Surah? The custom in Surah used to give a guy a field. I lend money, I get a field, and let's say the loan was $1,000. Okay? So we make a deal. I get to use the field for a certain amount of years, and every year we deduct, let's say, $100 from the loan. And after 10 years, let's say, then you just get the field back and everything is cleared up. So that's what's happening over here. He had the meshkon because he lent money to the father. And he was living on it because he was, that's how the father was paying back the loan. But it seems the term was up. The 10 years were up, and Rava was still living on the land. After the 10 years were up, he should have given it back. So the rumors were going around and saying, "Hey, Rava's not getting off the land. He's still eating off the land of the Yatomim." So what does he answer? Amar le'Abaye. So Abaye tells Rava, "Emali izi. Izi is Habibi, my beloved one. He's telling the rabbi." Could you tell me what's going on in the story over here? What are you doing on the field of the Yatomim? Can you give me the details? Listen, I didn't steal the field. The field already is a mashkon. I lent the father money. The father gave me the field. It's working on a mashkanta business. He says, but besides the $1,000 loan, there's another loan that's outstanding that we didn't have a mashkon on and things like that. Ve'achalte shnei mashkanta. So the years of the mashkon already was over. Now I know if I'm going to give back this field to the Yatomim, so the rule is you're not allowed to get debt that's owed to you from the Yatomim unless you make a shivuah. You have to make a swear that the father owed the money. Rava did not want to get involved with a shivua. So what did he do? Amina, he says, I said to myself, if I give the field back to the Yatomim like I'm supposed to, and I said, but there's another loan that's outstanding that your father owes me. Amura banana badi para menekse Yatomim lo yipara eda b'shivua. They're going to make me make a shivua that they're going to make me swear. I don't want to swear. Even though he has a shtar, right. Doesn't matter. They made a takana to protect Yatomim. You got to make a shivua. So what did Rava do to bypass the shivua? He said, "I figure I'll do like this." Ela, I said, "Achbeshe l'shtar mashkanta." So he says like this, I said, I hid the shtar mashkanta, because he has a shtar that clearly says that this is a mashkon. I hid it. V'ochla shi'ur zuze, and now what? I finished the mashkanta in 10 years, let's say. Now, I'm hiding the shtar so nobody knows it's a mashkon. Now I'm living on the field. I mean, I lived on the field for 3 years already. Minimum, right? Nobody said anything. Now, if I wanted to, I could have said, I own the field. I'm not showing you the shtar that it was a mashkon. If I wanted to, I could have lied. I could have said, the field belongs, if I wanted to, and nobody could prove me wrong. Am I living on the field for more than 3 years? Yeah. Nobody protested. Here I am. And I could have got I could have kept the field for another year or two till I eat up, till I get my other debt. It's a migu. The migu, the iba'ina, I mean, the kuhau biyadi. Mehemna. And I would be believed if I would have said I bought it. So ki amina di itle zuzega baichu mehemna. So he says, so therefore you should believe me when I say that there's new debt over here. Which means, believe me with a migu. Well, now he's kind of coming along and saying, what was the story of it? What happened with you? What did you take this field? He says, no, the field came to be hit there. The field is mashkon. I'm eating the fruit legally for 10 years because the father owed me money, and that's not a problem. I know, but it's due to give it back. How can we still on it? He says, because the truth of the matter is, the father really owes me more money. And you should believe me when I say that, because I have a migu by telling you that. Because if I wanted to, I could have kept quiet. I could have just said, it's my field. I would have hit the shtar of the mashkon. You wouldn't have known anything. I'm living on the field with Hazakah already for 10 years. And therefore, I could have done it without anything. I was being honest with you. I'm telling you, listen, you're right. This is a new debt. So therefore, you should believe me with the migu. And therefore, I should be able to live on the field without having to make a shivu'at to the yatomim and all that stuff. That was the story. So what does he answer back? He answers him back like this. Amale likuha biyadi lo matzit amart. You don't have a migu. That's not an option to say you bought the field. Why not? De'aika ala kala de'arad diyatme hi. Because there's already rumors out there that are rumoring that the field belongs to Yatomim. Now, once there's a rumor, what's the rule? Hazakah doesn't work with a rumor. Why? What's the reason why a guy can say after 3 years, I don't have a shtar? Because we say, normally a guy holds on to a shtar for 3 years. If nobody contested it in 3 years, takes the shtar, he throws it away. That's why he's believed, even though he doesn't have a shtar. But if there's rumors, if there's rumors already, you know that there's some stuff going on. You got to hold on to the shtar. Because that's the whole concept of holding on to a shtar. Which means, you can't come home and say, well, I threw away the shtar. Why did you throw away the shtar? There was rumors on this field over here that it belonged to Yatomim. Therefore, you're not ne'eman without a shtar. You're only ne'eman with hazakah if there's a plausible reason that you threw away the shtar. What's a plausible reason? Hey, I was here for 3 years, nobody contested, nobody said nothing. How long should I hold on to my documents? But here, there already was a rumor that the field belongs to Yatomim. So therefore, you can't come along and say, oh, I could have hit the shtar and say, I bought it. We're not going to buy it. It's not going to fly over here. Because since there was a rumor, you should have held on to the shtar. Look at Nashi. I'm Nashbam. Amale. Amale baye. You could not have said that claim. There was a rumor already. There's rumors already clearly saying that you owe the field back to the Yatomim because the Mashkon is over already. Since already you know that there's rumors that the field doesn't belong to you already, da mashkanta hi kabach v'lo likucha en lecha maha'a gedola mizu. Right, that's a maha'a. How do you make a maha'a? You say it's my field. The call is saying the field doesn't belong to you. Da'ya lecha lizeh b'shtarcha. You should have held on to your shtar. Hilkach zil adar ar'ali yatmeh. So now, Willie, what's the psak now? Give the field back to the yetumim. Oh, now he's stuck, but they slow me money. V'chigad le'yetme. When the yetumim become bar mitzvah, when they come of age, b'neim me'abad mitzvah, ta'enu me'ben 13 shana, v'edakdenu hayab b'mitzvot, ishtar edina ba'adayu, ashtar chofcha, sheishtakha labiyem. When they're ketanim, you can't get paid. Yetumim don't have to pay their father's debt. When they get older, take them to betin, and I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to have to swear. Because the rule is, anytime you come to yetumim, and you claim to the father, even though you have a shtar, Tisha B'av, v'titol kedin aban v'param nechsei yetumim, v'chozman shem ketanim, en yordim nechsem negevot mehem. When they're young, you don't go into their fields to take it all. So basically what the rabbi was telling him, you're sorry, you got, rabbi, you got to give back the field to the yetumim immediately. You don't have a migul, and you got to wait till they become bar mitzvah, when they get oldim, because now ready to have an obligation, and bring your star to the betin, and make a shifu'a, that there was indeed a loan that you gave to the, that you lent to the father, and then you get paid. Okay, so that was the psak. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela, just finish the Gemara's words, Zil adereni yihalayu, go give the field back to the yetumim, v'chigadli yetme, and when the yetumim become of age, ishta'edina ba'adayu, go and make a deen with them, go take them to court, make a shivu'a, and that's it. Gemara continues. Kerebe de Rav Idi bar Abin Shechiv. The relatives of Rav Idi bar Abin died. Okay, so there's Yerushana. Veshavig dikla. And the Yerusha was a palm tree. Rav Idi bar Abin Amar, Ana Kariba, Ana Karibna Tafe. So Rav Idi bar Abin said, I'm the closest relative. So I'm Yerush. Another guy jumped in and said, I'm the closer relative. So each one's arguing on who's closer. So Rashbam says, "Umitoch shelo noda mikarov yoter." They couldn't really prove it, who's really a closer relative. Ha'azik oto ha'ish bekarka. The other guy, not the rabbi, he grabbed the land. Lefi shaya alam yoter. He was a strong guy. The rule is in that case, this guy's saying it belongs to my father, this guy's saying it belonged to my father. What's the deen in that case? The stronger guy wins. So this guy was a bully. He went, he took the field, and now he's living on it. He's mazik the field. Even though he didn't prove anything. But the Rabbi didn't prove anything either. So therefore, he took the field by force. This off. At the end, what did he do? He said, you know what? Rav Idi is really a closer relative than me. After he grabbed the dekir, he was more there in the end. So Rav Hazda came up and said, okay, you got to give it now to Rav Idi. Give the palm tree to Rav Idi. So he did it. Amaleh, so Rav Idi wasn't happy with that. He said, I don't want just a palm tree. Hey, I want all the fruit that he ate for the past 2 years when he was on this tree here. He's more there now that it's mine. So I'm not just taking the tree back. I want now, retroactively, all the fruit that the guy ate on my tree. Amar. So, after Rav Idi told Rav Hazda this, that wasn't impressed. Amar zehu shomrim alia v'adam gadolu. This is the one that they say is Adam Gadol. What kind of claim is that? That's not a claim. Aman kasamich mor. What are you being somech to take the palm tree back? What's your reliance on? Ahai. You're relying on this guy that just admitted that you're a closer relative. Haka amar da'ana mikarbana tefeh. Initially, he said that he's a closer relative. Which means at the time that he took it in the right. Initially, I'm more related. We didn't know what to do. When he took the dekeb, those for the first year or two that he was eating correctly. What do you want the guy to do? Now he comes along and says, I'm more there. He's more close. Okay, so now give it to you. But initially, what he was eating in the right. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Aman kasamat l'schot be'ilan. He told him, Rav'idi, what are you relying now to take this tree back? Ahai! On his mission, he's saying you're more related. But he said until now, now that he's admitting now, it's like he's giving you a gift. Which means even though really, legally, you're not supposed to get the field, you look at it now, you know why? He's giving you, you're more related to me. He's giving it to you as a gift. But he's giving it to you now. But not that you get penalized retroactively. Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava lo sfiru lehua de'Rav Chasda. They don't hold like this business of Rav Chasda. They hold kevan de'odeh, odeh. Top Rashba. Kevan de'odeh, shelo kedin, he'azik ad'ata. Since he admitted and said, listen, I took it illegally, Ode v'yishrim perot shachar v'chen halacha. Okay. So there you go. He held the flea. He said, no, the pshat is, he was lying till now. And he took it unlawfully. And now he's coming along and being honest. So you're right. You got to retroactively give him the fruit. Okay. So that's the text that we have. Now again, the old Ashbam over here brings a whole different text. It makes a whole different story over here. Right? And then at the end of it, he writes, but I don't like it. So that's why he kept the original text that we have. If you just want to hear the text over here and to see how they learn it, the fiya girsa he. By the way, this girsa that we're telling you now is the Ben Hanan El's girsa. Lo hoda oto ish lebesof. He didn't admit in the end the other relative. Ela Rav Idi, but Rav Idi edim al kurbato lamit. Ah, Rav Idi brought proof that he was the relatives. He brought edim. Tehina lo aitad ayal kurbat af ahad mehem. Originally, nobody brought any proofs. V'lachin ushad ish ahad azik bedekel kol adim gavad. Ah, kevan shevi dav idi barevin edim. Once he brought witnesses, ve'idu the isha achad lo aita ra'ya korbato he'amid rav azdat adekel biyad rav idi baravin. Af a pishlo yechlu edim lomar she'ena isha achad karov yoter merav idi baravin. Ah, which means even though the witnesses couldn't prove that rav idi baravin is more related than the other guy, he just brought witnesses as he's related. Initially, each guy was saying, I'm related, but they couldn't bring proof who's more. Then also he brings witnesses, I'm related. But that's not saying that he's not related just as much. Right? Which means, since Rav Idi's was more verifiable because he had Edim, so now you're taking the field away from me. I'm more qualified now because I have witnesses. So that's why Rav Chasda said, give the field back to Rav Idi. Shuv ta'al Rav Idi bar Avin, shekivan shezacha bedekel, what's already giving it to me? Gam mitpanel l'mafresh, ha'perot shel ha'shanim ha'kodmot, ha'yu shelachim ne'ah, give me the fruits that he ate. Ve'al oto ish t'shalim amna, ha'ken ishiv Rav Chasda, shekivan she'en ra'aya lekach she'achal oto ish perot, milbad hoda'at piv, אי אפשר לגבותם ממנו, כי הרי הוא עצמו טוען שאינו קרוב למת, יותר מרב אידי בר אבין. Which means, he ate it legally. At the time he was eating it, because he was claiming that he was a bigger relative. So now, what's Edim come along and say, okay, give me the field now. אילו הייתה לרב אידי בר אבין עדות על כך שהוא קרוב למת יותר, if you would have had Edim that says, I'm a relative more than you, closer, then of course, we would give him the perot as well. הייתה עומדת דקה בביאת תורת ודאי, הוא אומר לה, היינו אומנים שכיוון שהודה איש באכילת פירות, עליו של רב אידי, אולם כיוון שאין העדים מעידים כך, כי אם על עצם קורבתו בלבד, הרי שאין העמדת דקה ביד רב אידי בתורת ודאי, which means, when we're giving it to רב אידי now, it's not, we're saying ודאי, we're saying it's like, I'm a מחזיק, you want to take it from me, you bring a proof. The one that brings the עדים is the מחזיק. So when we gave it back to רב אידי, it's not the פשוט, we're saying, it's Vada yours. I don't know about Vada yours. Maybe you're not as related, maybe he's related more to you. But Edim is like more of a proof. It's your word against Edim. You're both saying you're related, right? Rav Edi brought witnesses. So therefore, Rav Chasdai said, listen, you, we're going to give it to you, but that doesn't mean you're going to get retroactively the old stuff. Because really, you're holding it now, Mr. Fake also. Maybe it really belongs to the other guy. Good. And Abaye came along and said that once already you're giving him the field because of Edim, you're giving it to him, and it's a done deal. And therefore he gets everything. So that was the Gersa of Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay. Okay, good. That's okay. Next piece. Let's go one more story. Ahu. Okay. Ze omer shel avotai veze omer shel avotai. Okay, we have this story. Guy comes along and says, listen, the field was my father's, I inherited it. Other guy comes along and says, the field was my father's, and I inherited it. Hi, Aiti Sadeh Avatahu. So this guy brought the ayot that the field was really belonged to his father. And the second guy brought the ayot that what? That he lived on the field for 3 years. So here what's going on. One guy's bringing it ayah that really belonged to his father. The other guy's bringing it ayah that what? Av hazaka. But he's not bringing it ayah that belonged to the father. Okay? Lashbam. Ha ayti sadid avatahu ad yom motam. My father owned it till the day he died. Umeolam lo makhru avotav sheze asheri. He never sold it to the other guy. My father owned it till the day he died. Right? The other guy comes along and says, what are you talking about? He proved that he has. I was like, can an ear? And this guy was living on the field. He was living on the field already, right? So now it became contested. He said, what are you talking about? This is my father's field of it. It belongs to me. And he brought ayah that it belonged to his father forever. And the other guy's coming along and saying, I'm living here for 3 years. Nobody said anything. So now what do we do? Because he's giving us, Amar Chasda, Malo Leshakir. The guy that has the Hazakah, why should he lie when he has a migu? Iba'e amar le mina zevinte ve'achalte shne hazaka. If he wanted to, he could have said, I bought it from you. Again, he has hazaka already, right? He's there for 3 years. Right? If he wanted, he didn't bring it ayah that has his father, that belonged to his fathers. If he wanted to, he could have said very simple. He could have said, I'm here for 3 years and you sold it to me.
He said, I bought it from your father.
What? Besides that, he says, I bought it from you. You sold it to me. Look at the Rashbam. He doesn't have a shtar.
He doesn't need it.
Right? So, Amar of Chasdam, he's saying it belongs to his father also. Right? Now, he didn't bring proof to that. But why would he lie? Why would he conject? It belong, why would he say it belongs to my father? Keep quiet with your father business. Just say simple. I bought it from you. Which is, even though you have witnesses against that, because the witnesses on the other side are saying it belonged to the father. But so what? This guy's believed that he has hazakah. Which is, why did the guy with hazakah have to throw into the picture and it belonged to his father? He could have said, just simple, don't mention your father. Just say, it belongs to me. After he has hazakah, you didn't protest, I bought it from you, and see you later. What are we going to ask? Where's your shtar? I don't need a shtar. So from the fact that he came along and said, it's my father's, Malon Shakir, why would he lie? Even though the other guy brought witnesses that the field belonged to his father. Comes again and says, Amar Abaye, Rava lo svira le had Rav Chasda mali leshakir b'mkom edim lo amrinan. Like they came along and said, you don't say amigu against edim, which means this guy over here bringing witnesses that it belongs to his father. Amigu only works when there's nothing against it on the other side, but if there's witnesses that clearly say it belonged to his father, you can't say, well, he's believed what Amigo Chikur said, that it was sold to him. look at the Rashbam. במקום עדים לא אמרים, כלומר, כל טענה שאדם טוען, כגון זה שבא של אבותיי, like this case, saying belongs to the father, ואתה רוצה לקיימה על ידי מרי לשקר, you want to keep it by him through amigo, וטענה זו מחשת עדים, but that טענה, עדים are against him. יחד, לא מאמין על זה, של העדים מהעדים שטענתו שקר, ואיך תקיימנה על ידי מרי לשקר, לא ודאי משקרו. בעסקת שלוש שנים אינה כלום, דבי החזקה שאין עם הטענה. רגילו לא, חזקה that there's no טענה. Here your טענה of your father is not a טענה. But again, let's go back to the rules. I'm living on the field for 3 years alone, is that enough? No. The Hazaka has to come with a claim. Either you sold it to me, or I'm here for 3 years, my father owned it. Now in this case, we were saying my father owned it. That's knocked out of the box, because witnesses clearly saying, not like that. So if you don't say, migu. What migu? You have no migu, which means, I could have said, you sold it to me. So now that I said, my father, I should be, oh, your father, that's not a ta'ana b'chlal. That ta'ana was knocked out by the other guy's witnesses. So therefore, he says, he has no migu. Yes?